Good afternoon, Vancouver. It is about 3 o'clock on Saturday, March the 28th. I got the date wrong for yesterday's episode, which was actually March the 27th. So today is March the 28th, about 3 p.m. And today we are going to discuss something that's not 100% Vancouver related, but could be Vancouver related, being that we're hunkered down right here on the border, and the USA is currently experiencing quite a surge in the COVID-19 virus. So today, and in terms of the latest news, the United States has surged past both Italy and China to become the country in the world with the most COVID-19 cases. The nation also passed another major milestone during this pandemic. Yesterday, March 27th, the USA surpassed 100,000 threshold as the first country to do so. According to statistics from Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. now has over 119,700 reported cases, with approximately 2,000 reported deaths. Italy has also risen past China to become the country with the second most cases. It now has approximately 92,500 reported cases, with over 10,000 reported deaths, which remain the highest in the world. China is now at 82,000 reported cases, with 3,300 reported deaths. Spain is fourth, with 72,300 cases and over 5,800 deaths. Canada has approximately 5,550 cases with 61 deaths. In other recent international news, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his health minister tested positive for coronavirus, while England's chief medical officer self-isolated after developing symptoms, as reported yesterday, March 27th. The UK has faced criticism for implementing restrictive measures later than other countries in Europe. So, with this surpassing of the world here with the USA, the concern here is our borders are still open for economic travel back and forth. The huge increase in COVID-19 in the US suggests that it is far from under control, with about half the cases in New York City, and the remainder spread throughout the United States, but definitely a high amount in the Seattle and Northwest area, which gives Vancouver concern when it comes to geographic location. So my suggestion here is to tighten the border up even more so with the United States, and stringent tests, including regular tests for commercial vehicles going back and forth when it pertains to both the drivers and the vehicles, in terms of if either the driver of the vehicle or its contents contain the COVID-19 virus. That would seem to be the logical conclusion. I know that they have tightened the border, but maybe further tightening needs to occur. The rapid rise in cases in the U.S. is definitely troubling, and more so for Canada in terms of our three major cities, Vancouver, Toronto, and Quebec, all hug the U.S. border. So anyways, that's the state of affairs as it stands right now on March 28th. So not only is Vancouver at risk here for the downtown east side and a potential outbreak of the COVID-19 virus there, but there's also a serious concern of this virus creeping north from the United States. Anyways, so that's the podcast for today, March the 28th, which is Saturday, and I hope you have a good day and a safe night. And like me, I hope that you are practicing self-isolation. And if you're forced to go out, keep your distance from other people. Good night and stay safe.